Blog Talk Radio.
I've got true love instead of pain. The freedom knowing you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain.
Good evening. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. Thank you for coming and joining me tonight as we go forward with More Than a Conqueror, that we're going to go forward our testimonies tonight. I do have two special young ladies that will come forward to bear their testimony today of what God has done for them. And as you go forward to listen, maybe this one is for you, or maybe the next testimony you someone else give may be for you. If it's not for you today, as they say, the table will be spreaded. There will be a lot on the table. Whatever is for you, take it. If it's not for you, leave it there. And God will lead you and guide you in whatever season that you're in. And I pray that something is said that will lead you along the way. And as I go forward, I'm going to bring the prayer on, and then I'm going to bring my first guest on. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father God, to thank you for this time and this opportunity, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you would come and have thy own way, Father God. I ask that you would sit in this place, God. I ask that you would anoint every person that speaks, Father God. I ask, Father God, that no hinders, Father God, any hinders or anything that comes, Father, against us, God. I plead the blood of Jesus all over, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you allowed me this opportunity and this time as a servant of yours to come forward, Father God, to walk in obedience to you, Father God. Now, Father God, as we go forward, Father God, we thank you for right now, Father God. We thank you in advance, Father God, because we know that you're the Almighty God. We know that you're omnipotent, Father God. We know that you are in full control, Father God. And for this, Father God, we thank you, Father God. Thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you for each and every person that will hear this today and those that will hear it later, Father God, when you have chose the season for them to hear it, Father God. I ask that your blessings fall on them, Father God. And I thank you for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for right now, in Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Father God. I just want to say thank you, Father God. Sometime, Father God, we just have to go on and do what you have assigned us to do and just give you the thanks and the praise for everything, Father God. And that's the way I feel today, Father God, because you have allowed me to have this platform to go forward, to have your word to go forward, the testimony of your children to go forward, that you may be glorified. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. God bless everybody for coming forward tonight to hear what we're going to talk about. And what we're going to talk about, I started Sunday, July the 16th, because I got sick over the weekend, and God told me, go and tell them your story about being healed and what I've done for you and how the prayers of the righteous availed much. So I did that. So tonight we're going to go into the stories of speaking with, first of all, I'm going to bring the guests in, but I'm just going to go and give just a little bit, and then when they come in, they're going to come in their own way. So just take a deep breath and have a seat and they're going to share with you why they are more than a conqueror, why their story is a testimony of what God can do for you right now. And watch how God takes their story and how he will show you that how he works Romans 8 and 28 and how he takes everything and he puts it together and he works it for our good. And when God takes our stories and he takes us and our testimonies and he puts it together and he works it for our good, everything comes out right. There's no failing what God gives us to do. There's a season for everything, and we have to be in the season that God has assigned to us. We must learn how to walk in obedience to God and know that God has assigned you to do what you do. If God has given you an assignment, I say to you tonight, get up, do it, and walk in obedience, because you cannot be what God has assigned for you to do. You must be obedient. It is time for us to go forward and share what God has given us to do. God bless you. And as I said, this is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. I am Evangelist Connie Hayes. And thank you so much for stopping by to share the testimony. I've already told you that we're going to be talking about being more than a comforter, and we are going to talk about Romans 8 and 28 in their own way. They're going to show you. It may not come out like I did the scripture, like Romans 8 and 28, but when you hear their story, you're going to see that God is working it for their good and worked it for my good. And as they go forward, they will share, and then later on I will bring each party back, and if you want to talk with them or share something with them, then feel free. Or you can always reach me back at area code 708-715-4545, and I will connect you to the party that will speak, okay? Well, tonight I am so happy, and I am glad to introduce one of the ladies that's very dear to me. Her name is Antoinette Williams, and she is going to share her story with you tonight about being in this world as a young girl being saved, and how God keeps on keeping her, how he keeps on giving her keeping power, how the pressure of life is not carrying her in, how she's being obedient to what God has told her to do, rather be obedient to what the world is trying to dictate to her. She's going to come in her own way, and she's going to share her story with you. And I'm going to bring her on forward now. Good evening, Antoinette. Okay, give me a minute, because I think I lost her call. I'm sorry. She's going to dial right back, because sometimes we have a little affliction in here. But while I'm waiting on her to come back, she is going to share the things that God has done with her as she continued to stand strong in God and also work in obedience to God, and how God keeps on keeping her. So she's going to share her story with you. And as she goes forward to share her story with you, then just think about it, how it is that we're always going through something, but how God is always there with us, and how God will not leave us nor forsake us. We have to just keep our eyes and our ears open to what the Spirit of the Lord is telling us. Antoinette, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I lost you for a minute. Can you speak up?
Uh-oh. Can you hear me, Ms. Connie? I apologize.
Pardon me?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you much better now. If you can just speak just a little bit, because your little voice is kind of real low and timid for me.
Yes, ma'am. I will do that.
Okay, thank you. And God bless you for taking the time out your busy schedule to come by Walking God's Purpose just to share a little of what God is doing with you now in this season, where people say that we cannot stand in this time, that we cannot be obedient to God because of what the world is telling us we must do. Can you go in your own way and share your testimony with us, please?
Yes, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to come before you all and tell you all my story, always giving glory and honor to God, who is the head of my life. Me and Ms. Connie have met at work with AT&T, and my personal story that I have shared with just her currently at the job is that I have made the promise to remain abstinent, and she kind of came to me, she told me that was very interesting, because she knows it is hard in this day and age to remain abstinent, and it is. It's very hard. I just recently graduated college. I am 24 years old, and being young with the media and the music, always in your face, always in your ears, talking about how sex sells and sex is this and you can't be in a great relationship unless you have sex, it is hard. It is very tempting to keep that promise to God and to remain abstinent. But I am a living witness. I am living through it. Yes, I do get tempted as well. It is not an easy journey, but it is a very fulfilling journey. And I do thank God that He has brought me through this journey. I decided to pledge this abstinence when I first went away off to college 4 years ago. And I was talking to God. I was a little upset about certain things that I was seeing. I was hanging out with a group of friends that I shouldn't have been, and they were very promiscuous in their ways, and they wanted to go out and party and drink all the time, and there is nothing wrong with that at certain times if you do it within a good standing. But within, it was always a party. It was always a good time. And they would come back to me and just, oh, girl, I had sex. I had this one night stand, and it was almost like they were praising this lifestyle. And I just thought to myself, like, that isn't fun, you know? Sex is scary. It is hard to just open yourself up to just anyone. And for you to do it and use it as a sport, to me, that hurt my heart. And to hear these stories and then knowing my peers engaged in this, including my younger cousins, my nieces, my brothers, it's scary. It's hard to think that you could just easily give yourself away. And so I kind of took myself away from all of that, and I dropped down on my knees, and I asked God. I was like, Lord, I need you to help guide me, help me to be the vessel for you, and what is it that you want me to do? I don't feel comfortable in this. This isn't me. And we sat and talked, and I cried, and I received my breakthrough, and I decided at that point that this is the lifestyle that I wanted to live. Yeah. And it has, again, been truly rewarding. And some people, they do, when I do express to them that I have decided to become abstinent, they, you know, I get the questions and they say, well, how? Why? Why would you want to do that? And, you know, again, that's between me and God. And that's a little saying. I have it written on my bedroom. My relationship with God is personal. If you're jealous, start strong. And so with that, I let them know this is something personal between God and I. And reading the Bible and learning the scriptures and just kind of instilling it into my heart, it helps make the walk easier, or it helps make it more fulfilling again. Not easier, because life doesn't get easier. And again, these temptations come from everywhere, but it does help me. And I let these young people know, like, this is one lifestyle that you can choose to live, and you don't have to worry even if you have engaged in sexual life before. But my ultimate goal is to live a pure life. And with pure life, it's not just about abstaining from sex. In the journey of living this pure life, I had to stop listening to certain music. I had to stop watching certain TV shows. I had to drop a certain set of my friends. I had to realize that if I wanted to be with God in glory and to live this righteous life, and I had to do certain things, and I had to withdraw from certain things. And that was just my own personal lesson. And yes, I cried. Yes, it was hard losing some of my friends, but I promise you in the end it is so much more worth it and much more fulfilling. Some of those girlfriends that I had back then even come to me now, and they're like, wow, you know, I see that you are a living witness. You this testament
come on
right
now.
Here.
Oh,
and
I
would have done the same thing. And I definitely don't brag about it. I'm not here to say, oh, I'm higher or mightier than you, because everyone has their own reason, their own decision. Again, mine is just because I wanted a better relationship with God. It wasn't because that's the life my father would have liked me to live, or my mother would have liked me to live, or just because in all my years of Catholic school, I'm told we're supposed to live a pure life. Yeah, that's directed towards me as well as everything else in this world that's directed towards me. But again, it was my own personal decision. I just encourage you all, if you don't already, to definitely seek out a relationship with God, whatever it may be, abstaining from anything, whether it be alcohol, drugs, pornography, or anything that is not of God, because that is our purpose. We are marketing agents of Jesus while we are here on this earth. And I just again, thank you, Ms. Connie. Thank you, God, for allowing me to share my story. And I hope I have helped or shared something, touched someone today and let them know that it is okay to live a pure life through God. Thank you.
Amen. Now, by you doing that, would you say that Romans 8 and 28 works in your life, that all things have worked together for your good according to God's purpose for your life and not to the purpose that you would have called for yourself?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. And that's just with praying and everything, by remaining pure, making that decision, calling on the Lord, asking him, seeking him for guidance. He has made a way out of no way for me. And he has that calling that he has put on my life. In such an instance like this right now, when I'm speaking to you, these are the things that I know that the Lord has asked me to do, he wants for me to do. And as his loyal and faithful servant, that's what I should do. I should be a disciple. We are all disciples. And our job and our honor is to spread the good word.
Yeah. And in hearing your story, as you shared with me, in Proverbs 18 and 22, it says, "So whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, obtain favor from the Lord." And I will not, you know, when it says you gain, you know, the man that finds you, he's going to find favor because of you. And now you're doing the job of a single servant for God. You're not concerned about who's coming for you. You're about God's work. So since you are about God's work, God will be concerned with the things and the cares of your heart. And he will bring what you're asking to come to pass because that's the kind of God he is. And I thank you for being a living example that I have seen with my own eyes in this day and time. Because a lot of times the peer pressure comes on us, and we decide to turn back, or we decide to be a coward and hide from things or be ashamed of what we're doing. We should never be ashamed of anything that God has given us to give to help someone else, because believe me, as you went forward tonight, somebody will hear your testimony, because God said that if whatever he gives us for us to go forward and for us to do it, and then he will bring forward who he wants to hear it. If your testimony only helps one person, that's more than enough, and heaven rejoices over one person. So I thank you so much for being obedient to the will of God and doing this and having such a meek and humble spirit to do it. And not just here, but you always present that. And I'm going to tell you, I see God's sunshine on your life. And that God will continue to bless you and continue to use you as one of his vessels. Now, did you have anything else that you would like to add? And at the end, then I'll bring you back if you want to say something going off. I'm going to bring the next guest on. Did you have anything else you would like to say?
I do. One of my favorite scriptures that I keep or I remind myself of daily, it actually also comes from Romans 8, and it's verse 18, and it says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be received in us." And that's my daily reminder, that with every struggle, with every hard rock, with every trial and tribulation that comes in this world, because it was promised to us that it would, man born of a woman, days are numbered and full of trouble. But as long as I remember what my main purpose is and whom I'm for, then the suffering is only temporary. And that's all.
Amen. I mean, excellent, excellent. So now you do understand why I told you that you're glazing in the field now, right? You understand why you're busy in the field doing what about your father's business. And God will let your husband find you through him. And God will reveal him unto you in the season that's right for you. So if you can hold on, I'm going to bring in another friend of ours, which is Sherry. I'm going to bring Sherry in to talk about the promise. So can you hold? Okay, thank you so much. I really enjoyed you. One moment, please. Good evening, my dear friend Sherry. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear me good?
Ma'am, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much for coming, stopping by Walking in God's Purpose. And I would like to just say that you are a living sample for me, too, watching you as being a married woman and showing and lining up the things that we should do and the promises that God gives us once we walk in obedience to him. So would you like to share your story now?
I sure would. Well, first of all, I'd like to start off by giving glory to my Lord and Savior and for him loving me unconditional, for being him being patient with me, and for him giving Connie this vision, because definitely this is needed. My name is Sherry Robowski, and I met Connie at AT&T. It was just something about her that drew me to her, not knowing her walk, her path, anything. But it was the Lord, and he did. He drew me to her. He knew what I needed in my life, and it was her. We bump heads, so we have a wonderful time together, because this is what I needed. I needed her. I need this right now. My testimony is my Boaz. is my Boaz. Time and time again, I would ask the Lord, where is my husband? I know you don't intend for me to be by myself all of my life. I just know you can't. I know you love me. I know you do. You love me more than I love myself. And I would always ask him, where is he? Well, after a while, I got tired of asking. But I'll find it myself. Shoot. Who knows what I need better than me? I know what I want. So I'll go find it myself. Relationship after relationship. Ending in heartbreaks, emotional attachments. Even the man getting married right after he broke up with me. I'm
wow.
Like, oh, what is it? What is it? How can she hook him and I can't? I just couldn't understand.
Yeah.
I would even settle for another man's, another woman's husband.
Uh-oh, speak
knowing
back.
That was wrong.
Yes.
Knowing I was not raised like that.
Yes.
My mother would always tell me and my sister, never mess with another woman's husband.
Yes, amen.
Did I listen? I'm going to try that too. You never know. He may not want to be with her. I could be the one.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That didn't work either. Being worn down, torn down emotionally, just feeling like I was worth nothing.
My God.
I knew something had to change.
Yes.
It had to change. Enough was enough. And
yes.
I said, Lord, I'm dating you and only you.
Yes.
Anybody else? No. I'm going to wait for you to bring me the person you want me to be with. Well, the devil had another plan.
Yeah, tell me.
He always knows what you were in love with, what you wanted so much. And you better believe he gets busy. He'll drop that one that you had plumb forgot about. Didn't want to look back on, swore you'd never give him another opportunity because he did you so wrong. And you knew you would never give him another opportunity. That's just the one that the devil slides in on you.
Mm-hmm.
If you done made that commitment to God, I'm dating you and only you. Well, me being me, slid that on in and it ended up just terrible. Broke me down. I was so heartbroken. Wasn't ready to give up on life. Ooh, it was a heart pain. It hurted.
Yeah.
I said, then, right then, enough is enough. Lord, Father God, help my heart. Get me out of this. I won't even look. Take that desire away from me. Until you bring me my husband, this is it. For 3 years. I didn't even see another man. I could walk down the street. He could be fine as wine. I wouldn't see him. He took it away from
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
When my Boaz came to me, I said, I don't know if he's the one because God didn't tell me he was the one. A friend of mine said, well, how do you know he didn't bring him through me? I thought about it. I don't know. No, I fell for that one before. He said, look, I think you all be a good match. He's a good man. He's a God-loving man. He loves the Lord. That means he's going to love you. I heard his voice in just the conversation, and I started crying because I knew that was my husband. I would always say, how am I to know? Lord, how will I know when he is, how will I know my husband? How will I know? I said, Lord, you know I pick him wrong. I don't know how to pick him. You can tell that. You see that. How will I know that you brought this man to me? The minute I heard my husband's voice, I started crying. And he asked me, why are you crying? And I told him, because I hear my husband's voice. And he told me right then, well, then this is going to be. From that point on, God fulfilled his promise to me. Because he told me one day as I was standing there asking him, where's my husband? And I was dating somebody that shouldn't have been dating. And he told me so loud, that is not your husband.
Uh-huh, what are you doing?
Look to see who.
Yes.
Is that somebody behind me?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I broke it off so quick, and I said, nope. You're right. How can I wait for my husband and you bring him to me if somebody else is in that spot?
Yes.
He can't. So I knew then and there I had to wait it out.
Yes.
And I dated the Lord. He gave me so many things to do, and I didn't worry about having a helpmate because I knew he was coming.
Yes.
He told me one day that he was preparing my husband because he wasn't ready yet.
Yes.
And neither was I. He was preparing both of us because if we would have met years before then, which I had tried to meet him years before then, but he would never let it be. He blocked every which way I tried to meet this man. Because he knew it wasn't time. It wasn't our time.
Yeah.
So God gives us Boaz, our Boaz, in the right time, and it's always on time for us.
Yeah.
And that is my testimony.
Amen.
Wait on Boaz, because he is coming.
You better speak. And listening to my friend Sherry speak, this is what the Lord gave me concerning what he said about her story. Psalms 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 37:5, commit thy ways unto the Lord, and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Did he not bring it to pass? Did God not give you with a promise? And he brought it to pass, and as you patiently began to have the faith of the grain of the mustard seed and was still in the stillness and waited for him, he gave you your Boaz. So we have to understand that when we're going through these dry seasons, that we think that's a dry season, it's not always a dry season for God, because God's ways and his thoughts are not like ours. The things that we think is wise, it's foolish to God. We have to take our time. We have to learn how to exhale and wait for God to bring it to pass. And that's why when we're going through a season of purpose, see, we have to understand that as Antoinette and Sherry, they're both going through a season of purpose. God has a purpose. He put Antoinette now in her season where she's in the field glazing now. She's doing all about the Father's work and walking in obedience. And she's looking unto the hills, unto God. And then God said, well, okay, let me show Antoinette the promise that I have for her because of her obedience in the right season. I'm going to show her sister, Sherry, with the promise. And the promise is that Antoinette's Boaz will come in God's time. And God will bring everything together, and it will all work together for the good. And then Antoinette's life will be a living testimony for others to see that, okay, she did it. Now let me see if I can do it. and God will draw the people to her, and people to draw the married people to Sherry. And then he will just take it, and he will make it successfully. And as we stand and we wait for God to bring it to pass, he will bring it to pass. I am one that's been waiting a long time for my promise to come to pass, but as Sherry said, he keeps me busy. And when God keeps you busy, he gives you assignments. Because, yes, I've been permissive. I've been out here doing things that I should not been doing. But I wanted to do it because I felt like I didn't want to be alone. I thought that it was a sign on you when you're not married. But, no, it's not a sign on you. When you are single, you have to be about the business of your father. When you're married, you be about the business of your husband. We have to get that straight. We have to go with what the Spirit is saying, not what the Word is saying. A lot of us are doing what the Word is saying and not what the Spirit of God is saying. So as you walk your journey, just remember that if God promised it to them and he promised me, he also has a promise for you. Remember, God has not forgotten about you. Remember, God will bring everything full issue. He will bring it a full circle if you just patiently wait for him and be of good courage. And choose ye this day who you're going to serve. And God will show you him. God will make himself known in your life. God will move people, and God will put the right people in place for you in the season that you need. And that's why I love so much when I say, let us love on purpose. When you love on purpose, you're loving and you're patiently waiting. Because when God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son for us, and if he loved us that much, if we can take a hold of some of that love and bring it together and remember just how much he loved us, and let us reach out to love one of our brothers and our sisters that are not where we are today and reach down and pull them up, because God saved us to reach down and pull them up. And that's all that we have to remember. And then watch your Boaz come forward to collect you. And I will dress up, and I will be at another affair. So I just thank you all for coming and sharing your stories with us. And I believe it may not come across like someone else would have done it, but I believe God ordained this for today. And I believe that God is going to bless it, that it's going to bless someone that needed to hear this today, to hold on to his unchanging hand. And to know that he is the shepherd, and to know that he is Jehovah Jireh, that he reigned in victory. And when God reigned in victory, as I heard Antoinette say, that it's not only in just in the sexual part of it, but he reigns in victory in all parts of our life. And God will do that. We just have to trust him and know that he will bring it to pass. Okay, in my closing today, I would like each one of my guests to have their final remarks, and then I'm going to close out. Antoinette, would you like to have your final remarks? Uh-oh, I got to open the key back up. I'm sorry. I get excited. Sorry. Okay, Antoinette, I have opened your key back up.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, After hearing the promise, because you're in the laboring part now, Sheridan told you what the promise looked like.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, definitely.
Go forward.
It's very wonderful to hear a story like Miss Sherry's because she has found her Boaz. And I've known Miss Sherry for the amount of time I've known Miss Connie as well, and she is a wonderful and beautiful woman as well. That I love to be in the presence of, and seeing the love that she shares for towards me personally at work, and knowing just how God has blessed her, that's really touched me. And so, Michelle, I want to thank you for sharing your testimony. I do believe, again, that we are made for each other, and that I am promised a Boaz, and when that time comes, it will, and until then, I'll just keep living out his word for his purpose.
Oh, that is so big. I am so proud to know that God allowed you to cross in my life at this season in my life. I am glad. I am glad to know that we have someone like you out on the wall. and to God be the glory. And I pray that God will go before you to make ease and success for your way, and doors shall be opened for you that no man can shut, and doors shall be shut that no man can shut.
Amen.
And that's what
Amen.
The authority goes. All right, Miss Sherry, go your last part, please.
Antoinette, it was an awesome, awesome testimony. It's something that is needed so very much young people need to hear this, women and men, because it's not easy. But like I said, never give up. Never feel that God has forgotten your desires. He will never, ever let you down. Your Boaz is coming, honey, and he will be awesome. Mm-hmm. He will be everything that you wanted and more. Believe me. Connie, thank you.
Amen.
I really appreciate
this. I could have picked two better guests to be here to talk about this subject, and I'm so glad that God has given me the opportunity to have key people in my life like you all, that you have bring your and to share your story. And I'm just grateful for that. And that you would take the time to come by Walking in God's Purpose Ministry as it's in its early stage of going forward to what God has already ordained for it, but just not have come to full circle yet. So God bless you all. And in my closing, I just want everyone out here standing on the promises of God is to remember God has not forgotten about you. Know that each tear that you drop, God knows the tears. He knows the hairs in our head. He has not forgotten about you. But we must learn how to walk in obedience. We must learn how to have a repentant heart. We must learn how to come out the shame of not telling people what God has done. And we must learn how to walk in obedience to the will of God. And when God gives you something to do, you have to do it out of obedience to God and watch God bring it full circle. Because we can do nothing of ourselves, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So God bless you all, and may God keep you. And we will talk to you soon. And if you need to speak with me or my guest or connect, you can always call me at area code 708-715-4545, or you can go to Walking in God's Purpose Ministry at gmail.com, or you can even hit me on Facebook. I mean, I'm here because God has made these platforms available to me. Not that I'm any greater. I'm just one that's on the front line right now. And all that I do, that God may be glorified for the things that I do. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you as humbly as we know how, Father God, to thank you for this time and this opportunity that you allowed us to come together on one accord, Father God, that we came together, Father God, to talk of the goodness of you, Father God, knowing that you are the almighty God, and that we thank you for right now, Father God. Keep us in our care, Father, as we separate from each other, but never from you, Father God, that you will keep us in your care, that you may be glorified, Father God. Thank you for right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to sign off. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Miss Rivasky, oh, we did 48 minutes, okay. To God be the glory.